This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My dear respected brothers, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Insha'Allah, just a short talk this morning. And I chose to reflect upon the story of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. If we read this chapter, Surah Yusuf, Qissat Yusuf, we notice something very interesting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated this particular line in two places in the chapter. And I think the first thing that I'm gonna do is actually ask you, or at least those amongst you who know the Quran, to allocate those two places in the chapter. You don't have to come up with the verses, rather just the context of the story. What statement I'm talking about? وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And thus, we empowered Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in earth. When was this line mentioned in the surah? Yes.
When he was taken out by the Aziz Mr.'s wife and she placed him in his house.
That's one. The second one?
Second one was when he was placed as the
wazir. Ahsant, mashallah. So the first occasion when he was actually purchased as a slave by al-Aziz and being placed in his home with his wife, and that's where he faced the fitna. The second one, when he was actually given the authority in the land. اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم وكذلك مكنا ليوسف. Here is the interesting piece that you should reflect upon. The second one is understandable, that he became what? Empowered. But where was the empowerment in the first one? We're talking about a free man who became a slave. Are you with me or no? We're talking about the most beautiful human being ever walked in the face of this earth. Beautiful, physically. Now he's a boy serving in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day he actually asked, al hadith al-Bukhari, his companions this question: "Atadruna man akramun nas?" Tell me, who is the most noble of all people? The companions actually did their individual reasoning, their ijtihad, yani. They came up with some answers. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Akramun nas." Look at this lineage. Al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem. Yusuf, Ibn Yaqub, Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Ibrahim. Can you have a better lineage than this? Huh? SubhanAllah, these days, oh, my grandfather used to be a Umda. Umda is Amir, yeah. Can Umda. هذا أبوه نبي وجده الأول نبي وجده الثاني نبي وجده الثالث نبي نبي ابن نبي ابن نبي ابن نبي. The question here, where is the empowerment? I'm asking you. I'm not going to do the lecture today by myself. You're going to help me out. Can you think, where is the empowerment? It's clicking with you, right? He's a free man. He's a beautiful man. Good looking, yani. Handsome, that's the word that we should use with males. He's noble in lineage. Now he's a slave, serving a woman in a palace. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And we empowered Yusuf on earth. How? Where is the empowerment? Where is the empowerment? Huh? Any volunteers? Come on. Yes, brother. Why don't you guys come closer a little bit? It's like, subhanAllah, it's like, I promise I won't bite you. Yeah, go ahead. Good try, but that's not what I'm looking for. Huh? Any volunteers? Yes, I saw a hand. No volunteers? You know where the empowerment is? Al-Aziz loved him. Why did he pick him out of all the slaves in the market and he bought him? And he brings him home so excited. وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِن مِصْرَ لِمْرَأَتِهِ أَكْرِمِي مَثْوَاهُ. This is not going to be just a slave. عَسَى أَن يَنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا. So, Al-Aziz loved him. His wife loved him, but her love, yeah, and he turned into another lustful love. Al-ishqiyan. But she loved him initially as a human being. What I'm trying to tell you, brothers in Islam, you will never get empowered in earth. لن يمكن لك في الأرض. As an individual. Or as an ummah, until we're loved, we're liked. حتى تحب. We can't. You see, Allah is telling you that Yusuf, before being empowered in earth, actually becoming the leader of Egypt, he was empowered in the hearts of the people he contacted in Egypt, whom he came across. Everyone loved him. Because of what? Character. I think the trying piece here, that you have a good character when you're oppressed. That the people look down at you. Oh, he is a fanatic. He is a terrorist. He is this. He is this. And you repel this with a good character. You change the spectrum. There's a lot of Islamophobia out there. Islamophobia not only in the non-Muslim world, by the way. Islamophobia in the Muslim world. There are people when they see a bearded man, they say, stay away from this guy. He's dangerous. Islamophobia in the Muslim. Now, are you looking to empower this deen in earth or no? You must have a good character like Yusuf. You must. لابد من الإحسان. كن محسن. And that descriptive word محسن was mentioned multiple times in the chapter with Yusuf. نبئنا بتأويله, even when he went to jail. Even when he was in jail. And he was jailed for what? For a crime that he did not commit. He did not set out this, I'm innocent, these guys, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to shoot everybody. Suddenly, physician. Why the two inmates didn't go to someone else to interpret لتأويل أحلامهم, their dreams? Why? They went to Yusuf. نبئنا بتأويله إنا نراك من المحسنين. طيب. Someone who is accused falsely by the political system in the country. Al-Aziz, you need to understand, he held an office. He was the second man in Egypt. And certainly he worked the politics to get him jailed. Because he was innocent. He knew that he was innocent. Himself, he admitted this. يوسف أعرض عن هذا واستغفري لذنبك إنك كنت من الخاطئين. Yusuf, don't speak about this anymore. Hide it. And you stop doing this, my wife. You were wrong. So he knows that Yusuf is innocent. But yet he worked the politics to satisfy his wife to get him jailed. So really Yusuf, his case was against the country. Yeah, you know, sometimes they say, they tell you, Canada against this person, or United States versus, his case was that type. Now the country is about to go into limbo, like they say. When the king sees the dream of seven healthy cows being devoured by seven sick ones, and seven green ears of corn, and seven dried ones. And then someone goes, can you please interpret that dream for you? He didn't negotiate. Did he negotiate? Huh? Did he say, no, I'm not going to help you guys. I know the answer to that dream, but I'm not going to help you. Unless he didn't negotiate. وقال الذي نجا منهما وادكر بعد أمة أنا أنبئكم بتأويله فأرسلون يوسف أيها الصديق أفتنا Right away, قَالَ تَزْرَعُونَ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ دَأَبًا فَمَا حَصَدْتُمْ فَدَرُوهُ فِي سُنْبُلِ. He actually not only interpreted the dream, he given them a practical plan to handle the situation. أحسان ولا مش أحسان هذا؟ Good character ولا مش good character؟ Good character. He stopped so in one area. When the king sent that messenger back to release him. He said, no, I'm not coming out of jail. And actually our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commented on this in a very interesting way. And he said, wal hadith al Bukhari, لَوْ لَبِثْتُ فِي السِّجْنِ, if I would have stayed in jail, the duration of time Yusuf stayed in jail, I would have answered the messenger. لَلَبَّيْتُ الرَّسُولِ. You have a chance, imagine you're in jail, and now you have a chance to be released. And who's releasing you? The king. Anyone would love to, they call it what? Afu Malaki, huh? Or Afu Riasi, presidential pardon, or that's what Obama is going to do in a couple of days when he leaves office. Huh? But he did this for a wisdom. Because Yusuf is calling people to Allah. And being accused of such a thing discredit you as a caller. The rumor is out there that there's a love relationship between him and this lady. Or the wife of Al-Aziz worked the media, huh? The Islamophobia, to defame him, that he's guilty, he's the one who seduced me. So when the messenger arrived, he said, قَالَ ارْجَعْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ, go back to that king, فَاسْأَلْهُ مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَةُ اللَّاتِي قَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ. I'm not coming out without you investigating and opening my case again for investigation. Find out what happened. Because I'm going to come out not for the dunya. I'm going to come out to call people to Allah. And it doesn't help me to be accused of such a moral thing when I'm calling people to Allah. It doesn't work. Ihsan. Ya ikhwa, yani the message that I want to share with you this morning, we live in a very trying time. Ahlul Sunnah. There is unspoken agreement between the forces of the world to take us out. Alhamdulillah, they may not do it here or but they are doing it there. Yet, our weapon is al-ihsan. Yes, it is al-ihsan, having a good character. This will change things. Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, radiallahu anhu, whose name is Jundub Ibn Junada. He is one of the few companions, by the way, who never worshipped idols. He actually used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the millah of Ibrahim and Ismail alayhimu salam. And he used to live far away from Mecca in his tribe's area called Ghifar, which is a distant place from Mecca. Imagine a rumor got to him that there is a man in Mecca, and I'm just trying to give you the psycho here, who claims that he's a prophet. I'm talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but for him, he's still what? Who's this guy? Who's this man? In Mecca, I'm talking about Mecca, not Medina. Mecca is the era of what? persecution for the Muslims. مرحلة الاستضعاف. في مرحلة كده, we have to go through it. اللي هي مرحلة الاستضعاف. The period of being weak. Everybody's, you're being pinched right and left. فهي هذا brother whose name is Unais. فقال يا أنيس, his younger brother, اذهب فأتني بأمر هذا الرجل. Can you please go and check this man out? What is he about? Unais went to Mecca. He spent some time there. He came back to his brother. He submitted a report made of one sentence. You know what did he say? You know what he said? رأيت رجلا يأمر مكارم الأخلاق. Imagine this. I saw a man who is commanding good character. The Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. Good character. This is when he was persecuted. This is when he was. This is why, why do they call the Rasul the Iman? Why do they, the disbelievers, the anti-messengers, yani, why sometimes they describe them to be sorcerers? Why do you call them sorcerers?
I think because of their character, people become spellbound.
Their character capture the people. The people love them. That's what it is. This guy has spills on me. He's so polite. He's so nice. He's so disciplined. You can't just only love him. Not only Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A lot of you may not know this, that actually Abu Bakr as-Siddiq tried to migrate to Abyssinia, like the rest of the companions, fleeing from persecution. So when he reached the Red Sea, a man by the name is Ibn al-Dighinna, who's not a Muslim, a kafir. And he's, by the way, one of the leaders of the tribe, a leader of a tribe called al-Qarra, Sayyid al-Qarra. And that tribe, by the way, were very known. The tribe men, the men of this tribe were very known of archery. They are very skilled with shooting arrows. So he saw Abu Bakr about to get on the ship. Now, we're having a non-Muslim, a kafir, talking to a Muslim. He asked him, where are you going, Abu Bakr? He said, man, I'm leaving your town. We're tired of you, the way that you're treating us, the way that you can't even practice our deen, and I want to leave. You know what this man said to Abu Bakr? Allah al-Azim, a statement out of this world. You know what he said? Ya Abu Bakr, O Abu Bakr, mithluk la yakhruj wa la yukhruj. Someone like you should not leave, nor he should be expelled. Why? You know what he listed? He listed the five things Khadija mentioned to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he came back from the cave, assuming that he was contacted by a jinni, not an angel. She said to him, Allah will not do that to you because... You uphold your kinship ties. You're generous to your guests. You help the needy. You stand for the truth. And there is a fifth one. Character. You notice, Ikhwa, something very interesting, especially in the Muslim world. The people morality and character has just gone down the drain, that you always hear the Muslims themselves making it, man, أنا بعامل النصراني المعاملة بتاعت النصراني أحسن من المسلم 50 مرة.
What does it mean? When I deal with a Christian, his dealing with a Christian is more, is much better than dealing with a Muslim 500 times. Look, a Christian mushrik, he's a mushrik. But his shirk came to the front because of what? What got his shirk out? His character. Yet I'm a Muslim and I'm on Tawheed. But my Tawheed, because of what? My character. So you can believe whatever you want to believe. Only your character will bring what you believe in to the front. That's the message. Of course, a Muslim should not do this. Should not make such a statement. It's wrong to say something like that. For me, a Muslim is much better than any mushrik in the face of this earth, regardless. هذا رجل حاد رسولك نبيك حاد ربك. A mushrik is someone who said no to your ilah, no to your messenger. لا, الثاني, he said أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. He needs to learn, he needs to help him out, become a better Muslim, but you shouldn't make such a statement. The point I'm trying to make, my dear respected brothers, we hear and we watch and we see what's happening to the Sunni Muslims across the globe, and it's very depressing sometimes. Especially when you see this footage of women, children, elders, or videos, and it's becoming very accessible. Yeah, and it's becoming accessible in a way that maybe if you look at your WhatsApp, maybe within 1 hour, see how many videos you receive. It's very disappointing. But yet, the Muslim is always, the mu'min, the believer, is always, always, always optimist. Mutafa'il. Because of reasons, because things happen because Allah willed for it to happen. Nothing happens beyond Allah's will. Allah willed for this to happen. There's no question about it. And a believer always looks at this world in connection with the hereafter. You understand? Don't split the two. What you go through in this world will pay off in the hereafter. The problem with a lot of us sometimes, we divide the two. I'm optimist too because Allah has promised that this deen will live and will never go down. Yet, have full trust in this. Full trust in Allah that He will protect His deen. And his deen will gain victory at one day. Really, the question, are we the generation who will be granted that honor, that the deen will be given victory at our hands, or the next generation? So you're being optimist because of reasons, spiritual, religious reasons, not just you're a fool. You're being just foolish and you don't understand what's going on. Nah, you know everything happens because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what can I do? What can I do? Good character. Imagine the whole media is talking about how awful Islam is. How awful Muslims are. And here you're there looking like a Muslim. And you show good characters. Allah, yesterday I was so tired at the end of the night and I went back home. I don't know who dropped me. Was it Abul Khair dropped? Who dropped me yesterday? Brother dropped me. Abdul Wahab. And I saw those two old ladies. Yeah, it's very cold. And I was very tired yesterday, I can tell. So they are coming. They are still need at least maybe 30 seconds, 40 seconds until they get to the door. And they have their bags. I opened the door and I stood out there. I'm not praising myself, but I just want to share with you the way that they looked at me. Of course, this is how I looked. It's like, thank you, thank you. That's, you cannot imagine these little things will change the game. Big time. Big time. Big time. So you can title this Ihsan, and a component of Ihsan is to have a good character. When you are oppressed is the pathway to empowerment. When you're going through the hardship of oppression, yet you're Muhsin, and this is what Yusuf did. I've given you a practical example. This is what will lead us to being empowered again. We have to win the hearts first. And once this happens, inshallah, we will get the office like Yusuf did. Yusuf won the hearts first. And then later on, he was given the office. And this is how we should think about regaining, getting things back. Getting things back on track. Jazakumullah khaira. I love you all for the sake of Allah. And I'll see you tonight, inshallah, carrying on with that interesting subject of jinn. Subhanakallahumma bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.